I'm Johnny DiLoretto, Cinema Classics sans John DeSando, joined by a couple special guests today, Alex Four and David James, co-creators and showrunners of a new Amazon series called Wildfire.
That's right.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. This is pretty awesome. You guys are local dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised in Ohio, both of you?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Cincinnati for me and...
Pataskala for me.
So you guys produced this series. You produced this series yourself. You sold it to Amazon. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, you would love to sell it and make money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it won't be an Amazon original, but it will be streaming on Amazon Prime. Producer named Chase Crawford, based out of Cincinnati, caught wind of... No pun intended, but the spreading wildfire of the buzz in the town of what we were doing, and called me in and said, what is this show I keep hearing about? And I showed him the pilot and he was like, let me get this on Amazon for you. So
just like that.
Just like that. Yeah, we're waiting on our release date. Should be out in December, yeah.
Alex, tell us a little bit about what Wildfire is.
So Wildfire is sort of, it's based in a town called Wildfire, Ohio. And we're very much standing on the shoulders of your Twilight Zones, you know, your Stephen King's Derry, Maine, your Castle Rock, those haunted inherent towns where there's just something wrong with everybody. Mm-hmm. And you're not sure if it's magic or mysticism, or maybe you just deserve this punishment, any number of those things. I love those old Haunted Ohio series. Those, you can throw a rock around here and somebody's got a ghost story. You know, somebody's
exactly.
got something going on.
It's an anthology show, so the connective glue is that it takes place in this fictitious town, but every episode is a new group of characters and a new story. Very mysterious character that Alex, you know, his Pataskala time, he developed this character. And so
it's called the Guitar Man.
Mm-hmm.
Very easily named guy, just out on a street corner with a guitar.
Yeah.
Maybe he's offering you advice. Maybe he's tempting you into your own fate.
And maybe he's the devil or something.
Something.
Some spiritual disruptor.
Something. We sort of describe him as a deus ex machina that just doesn't like you.
Okay,
that like comes
I
up
love
to
that.
Judge and is like, you're all not worth it.
You conceived of it as a series.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before you had any dreams or inkling that this might end up on Amazon, what was the plan for it?
The original plan was, first we have to make a sacrifice so that the show is good.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of blood sacrifice always helps you.
We have no studio backing, so we're going to pay for this ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then after that, let's give it away on YouTube, use it as a calling card to show people, hey, we can do this for no money. Give us your money now.
Yeah, right.
I really just wanted to sort of scream out into the ether. Just whether someone's listening or not, I hope they are, but I got a lot of things I want to talk about. Hard to find someone who's talking about the problems that are going on in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start talking about those actual problems, that little darkness that's inside all of us right now that's sort of eating away in different reasons or ways like that, we wanted to say something about those, throw a little bit of, take your metaphor, make the metaphor real, and have it affect your characters and see where we get and what we can sort of break or destroy on the way out too.
With all the sort of resources that we have locally and all the talent that we have, this is something that can happen for young filmmakers.
The democratization of the technology, you can get a really clean image out of a less expensive camera nowadays. So that really helped. We shot the whole show on a Red Weapon in 5K. Yeah, from a technology standpoint, that was a big factor in us being able to make the show ourselves. A lot of people will come to Ohio that have millions of dollars and take advantage of the tax credit. We have enough talented people that creatively can contribute, so that's where we put our money.
Alex, I know you're a Central Ohio guy, and you've been acting for a while. You've appeared in quite a number of high-profile projects.
See my face, I'm a dead body in the Avengers. When they were blowing up New York.
Okay, which was Cleveland.
It was Cleveland. And I was down there, and I'm just, they have Captain America looking around at all the destruction, and I'm just laying there dead. And then you can throw a dart at the extremely wicked, the Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron, and you'll find I'm in the lineup.
A new series called Wildfire, very impressive. Extraordinary visuals, and it looks like, as I said, there's so much going on. It's a very tantalizing little taste. So we hope to get an update when it comes out and whatever you guys do next.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Cinema Classics is supported by the Gateway Film Center and produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.